You're listening to episode 48 of Burning Brightly, 1 year of Burning Brightly and how coaching has changed me. This is Burning Brightly, a podcast for Christian moms who are feeling called to build a business and share their light with the world. I'm Bonnie Wiscombe, a life coach, mom, and entrepreneur. And I'm honored to be your guide as you face this business building adventure full of highs, lows, and everything in between. This is where we help each other find the courage to shine. Hello, everyone. Happy 1 year birthday to Burning Brightly. I cannot believe I've been doing this show for an entire year. I am not new to podcasting. As many of you know, I was a podcaster for almost 5 years before this with my co-host Audrey at Outnumber the Podcast. And that was such a fun experience. We talked all things parenting and what it's like to be outnumbered by a billion and one children. And it was just so much fun. And I miss talking to Audrey every single week, but I knew it was time to shift and give all my attention to Burning Brightly and building my coaching business. And this show has just been so much fun talking about business and God and the intersection of both and how we're inspired to do great, big, scary things when it comes to business and how we can show up for that. And so I hope you have loved these episodes. And if you ever have ideas for the podcast, I hope you'll reach out and let me know. Email me at info@bonniewiscombe.com and let me know your thoughts and ideas for the show because I would love to give more topics that you are interested in. But today, I wanted to talk a little bit about how coaching has changed me, how life coaching has changed my life, because it really, really has. Now that I'm coaching other Christian women on how to start up their own coaching or content businesses, I've been thinking a lot about why coaching is so important and why we want to put more and more of it out into the world. Now, first of all, let me just say that the coaching clients I have had specifically for business have been so incredible, and it's so fun to help with both the logistics of business and also changing our mindset. Because as we life coaches know, or if you've ever done coaching, you know that the brain is the key to everything. So if we can pay attention to the narratives that our brain is putting out, if we can pay attention to the stories that we're telling ourselves, we have the power to shift all of them and to change anything that we are struggling with or that we seem to be stuck on. But today I'm going to talk about how coaching has changed my life in all areas, not just in business. So I first started listening to some life coaching podcasts back in 2018, I believe it was. And I immediately found myself just being so intrigued. I found myself feeling happier and more content in life. I started looking at my family relationships from a place of empowerment instead of a lot of resentment and frustration, which unfortunately was what I was experiencing for many years. That was kind of my default, was just feeling resentful or frustrated that people were not behaving in a way that I thought they should be behaving, especially as a parent of so many children and as a wife, right? A marriage relationship can have potentially a lot of struggles when you're trying to meld your life with someone else's and raise children together. But I found myself, like I said, having so much more intention in my life, so much more empowerment. It helped me a lot with my homeschool expectations because as a homeschooler, there's a lot of responsibility on your shoulders. I was constantly wondering if I was doing a good enough job. And as I started to build my coaching business, I was able to outsource most of our homeschooling to a tutor who now comes to our home. So made a lot of changes that have made my life a lot easier and simpler. That was in choices that were in keeping with my value set. Life coaching has also really helped improve some extended family relationships I've had, especially ones that I've been struggling with for many years. And then, on top of all of that, in 2020, I had an experience where someone else's actions caused me some really intense and acute suffering. It was a very traumatic event, and it was something that deeply affected me and, frankly, continues to affect me and cause suffering even now, 4 years later. And going through this experience has taught me so much about life and so much about the expectations we have for other people. But without the life coaching tools I've been able to develop, I can't imagine how much harder it would have been because I had to deal with grief, lots of grief and suffering. I also had to deal with the grief of other people around me, a lot of my loved ones. And coaching really, truly, honestly saved me during this period of time. I also saw therapists. I went to counseling. I did lots of praying. I learned about trauma. I learned about grief. But coaching helped me every single day. Every day that I showed up and had emotions that I didn't know what to deal with, life coaching gave me the tools to work with them. And not only did it make me happier, which of course so many of us want, but I also learned to accept the bad along with the good. I learned how to feel more peace and, like I said, more power. That is a recurring theme through my experience with life coaching, is feeling more power. But especially that peace, even when others behave badly or behave in a way that I didn't want them to. I learned to lean into that negative emotion and not to escape it with food or sleep or distraction or just shoving it down, as we often do. I learned how to feel sad and how to feel angry and how to be upset and how to be okay with that. I think sometimes as Christians, we just think that joy is the only option, that if we're not joyful, we are ungrateful. And I want to challenge that paradigm. I want to tell you that God didn't design us just to be happy robots all the time. He designed us to have a very full experience in our mortality. And that full experience requires both good and bad. And if we are unable to allow the bad and to step into it and to really feel it, we're going to shortchange our experience here in life. And sometimes that's hard to understand because we think, gosh, why do I have to feel so bad as a part of this life? But that's just the way it works. And I will also tell you that the more we are willing to feel the bad, the more we will be able to feel the good. That's just how it works. And so learning to be okay with feeling upset or feeling sad or feeling angry or any number of quote unquote negative emotions that I didn't want to feel was life-changing. I also learned how to take more responsibility for myself, for how I show up, and I learned how not to delegate my emotions to other people. So I can honestly say that nobody makes me mad anymore. Now my children and my husband and my friends and everyone around me do things that I choose to feel anger about sometimes, but I acknowledge that it's my choice. I acknowledge that when my kid takes a permanent marker and scribbles on my couch, I am choosing to feel angry about that because I'm grieving the loss of my nice couch. And that's okay. And that is totally normal. But I'm also going to take power over that emotion and not allow it to take me someplace that I am not proud of. I learned the power in accepting things for how they are, because isn't that where all the pain and suffering comes from in life? It's from unmet expectations or our inability to accept things the way they are. And I was also able to teach others, my close family members, and then coaching clients and other people in my life, how to accept things the way things are in their life as well. And I've seen so much joy come to them. I also wanted to add how in the last few years since learning about coaching, I have made a lot of real progress on how I treat and think about my physical body. After my last baby, I was actually able to lose over 30 pounds and build lots of muscle, become really healthy and strong and fit, and it feels amazing to be in my body now, which wasn't always the case after many years of having babies. Right now, I experience very little drama over my body and how I see it. I think of it as an incredible tool that sometimes does exactly what it's supposed to and sometimes doesn't. I choose to eat pretty healthy most of the time because it feels amazing, but I have very little drama over those days when I choose not to exercise or I choose not to eat healthy and I choose to celebrate with some treats. I have had so many years of being kind of a jerk to my body that I think it deserves all the best treatment now. And even when I look and think about the things that I can't change about my body, I am able to feel peace. And again, that empowering feeling that it doesn't matter what I look like. It doesn't matter that things don't always work the way they're supposed to. I'm going to treat it the best way I know how. I had so many positive changes, thanks to coaching, that in the fall of 2020, I decided to do some coaching myself. The immediate result of that decision was a feeling that is hard to describe because I did a handful of coaching calls in that time period. And after every coaching call, I had a very distinct feeling and a distinct impression, and it was that God loves his daughters. It was a really unexpected sensation. I did not expect to get off a call and think, wow, God really loves that person. But that's exactly what I felt. It was my immediate feeling after every single call, and I only had a handful of clients at that point because I was just trying it out. But it was this outpouring of love for all the women I talked to. And even though I enjoyed talking to these women, I thought they were great, that love, I realized, did not come from me. It was being channeled through me. And that was probably the most influential part of my decision to become a life coach, was being able to feel God's love for others through the action of teaching them how to manage their minds. It was so powerful, and I loved it. So I actually took a break at that point from coaching because I had my last baby in the spring of 2021. So I took about a year and a half off and just focused on my other businesses at the time. I knew it wasn't yet time to build my coaching business, even though I really, really wanted to. So then in the fall of 2022, once things were kind of back to normal a little bit, I signed up for coach training at the Life Coach School. And I certified in just over 3 months, and I loved every second of it. It was so enjoyable and so fun. And I learned so, so, so much. And then as a certified coach, I decided I needed to choose a niche. I wanted to choose the type of people I was talking to, how I was going to help them, and in what way I was going to teach people the tools necessary to manage their mind. I thought about health and fitness, and I thought about parenting and homeschooling and all these other things that I've had experience with. But when pondering this and praying about it, I found out that God was telling me in no uncertain terms that it was time for me to coach on business. And I put up a little bit of a fight, I'll be honest. That brought up a lot of insecurity for me. I have never made tons of money in my businesses. They have mostly been hobbies because I've had a lot of kids and homeschooling, a lot of things on my plate. And these have been ways that I've been able to feel fulfilled and feel like I'm doing something fun outside of my daily mothering activities. They've kept me from going crazy over the years, but I by no means thought of myself as a business expert or as someone who could really help someone launch a successful business. But as we all know, we can manage our thoughts and our emotions. And I knew that that feeling of insecurity was just coming from thoughts like, I can't do this, I'm not qualified, no one's going to listen to me, et cetera. And so I managed those thoughts and I decided that I was going to follow that prompting. I also thought back to those initial calls of coaching back in 2020 and experiencing that feeling that I felt after I got off those calls, knowing how many good women are out there trying to start businesses and want to put good into the world and don't know how to do it. And so I decided to go for it, and I decided to just swallow my pride and my insecurity and dive in, and it has been so fun. Now, when I get off calls with my clients, I feel so fulfilled. I feel creative. I feel helpful. And hopefully they feel the same. I feel like I'm making a difference by empowering other women to do the same thing, to go make a difference in their own life with whatever their talents and skills are. And it's been an incredibly mind-blowing experience as I have followed that inclination to do what God wanted me to do, even though it was scary and I did not feel qualified. Spoiler alert, this is a lot of what we talk about in our coaching sessions with new or stuck business owners who are feeling like they can't make progress on their business or they don't know how. We talk a lot about how our own insecurities just get in our way and how when God has a plan for us, He's going to help us get there. Now, after sharing with you all of these transformations and improvements I've been able to make with coaching, I want to ensure you that I am so far from perfect and still have so many things I need to manage my mind around. In fact, I am a part of a few business groups, some masterminds with other coaches, and it is wonderful because we have access to each other. And I can't tell you how often I'm calling one of them and saying, can you please hop on a call with me? I'm having some real drama about this relationship, or I'm having some real issues with this thing. And I struggle to manage my own mind, so I need someone else. Now, learning to coach yourself is a really powerful tool, but it's not always the only thing you need. Very often we need to talk to another person who has the tools to help us move through these struggles. But I just wanted to share some of the things that I still struggle with you so that there are no questions about whether or not I still need coaching, because I do. And I think we all do until our dying days. So one of the things I still struggle with is control. I love to be in control. If someone puts me in charge, I'm like, okay, sounds good. I will tell you all how to do it, and it's going to be the right way. And that has not always served me, especially in a family full of a bunch of other people who want to do things their way. So I'm still really struggling with and learning how to let go of control. I struggle with showing joy and experiencing joy when I'm around my children. Sometimes I just want to be frustrated. Actually, most of the time, I just want to be frustrated that they're not doing things the way I want them to. I can't let go sometimes of the expectations I have for my poor children, and they are so patient with me, and I struggle on the daily with that. I also struggle with this idea that I should be in perpetual motion, that I have to constantly be doing and going and producing. I struggle to rest. I struggle to relax without guilt and feeling like I should be doing something else. I also still have problems prioritizing my spirituality. It tends to fall down a few rungs on my priority ladder, and I find myself struggling in all areas when that's the case. It's not always easy for me to make sure that scripture reading and prayer and those other things that I should be doing or want to be doing to stay close to God are prioritized. I also struggle with patience. As you can probably tell with my control freak tendencies, I struggle with eating too much sugar. It's a little bit of an addiction for me sometimes. And again, resting. Always the resting. I don't know why that's so hard for me. When I go on vacation, I love it. That's why I want to be on vacation all the time, because it's a lot easier for me to rest when I'm away from my home and my business. But I felt like that was important for you to know, that there will always be things that we all struggle with. Please do not be hard on yourself when you do mindset work and do coaching and still have struggles. That is normal. You are a human being with a human brain. Welcome to humanity. We are all the same. The last thing I wanted to tell you is, after many years of podcasting, so over 5.5 years, I have learned that podcasting has a very special place in a business platform. So if you are a business owner or you're considering starting a podcast of your own, I feel like it's important to realize that it's not always a top of funnel activity. So what I mean by that is those activities that we do to get cold leads into our audience, bring them in and nurture them and then help them convert to customers. Those top of funnel activities are kind of hard to come by sometimes. We sometimes need to pay money for them, like through ads or get in front of other people's audiences. But a lot of people think, well, I'll just start a blog or I'll just start a podcast and then people will start pouring in, or even a social media channel. But unfortunately, just like social media, podcasts still rely on a certain algorithm, certain software to get in front of people's faces. So unless a friend shares a podcast with you, or it just so happens to be recommended to you by your podcast app, people might not find it. So I am still at the mercy of people stumbling upon my show or hearing about it from a friend and then following it and being interested enough to tell their own friends, right? So I think that's just a good reminder that if podcasting is in your future or something you've thought about, remember, there is no easy top of funnel activity. It will all require a little bit of scrappiness. You'll have to put the content out there, and then you'll have to be a little bit scrappy to make sure people see it. There is no golden goose, so to speak, for getting those cold leads without a little bit of time and a little bit of money. So there's my caveat for how wonderful podcasting can be. Just don't think of it as the perfect thing to get you new leads, because there is always work on no matter what platform you choose. But what podcasting is it is a great way to get my knowledge and experiences out into the world and to hopefully help people make better, more intentional choices in their own lives, in their business, in their families, in their own brains, as our brains come up with all kinds of issues to throw at us. I love podcasting and I love sharing my voice, and I hope that it has helped those of you who are out there. I would love to hear about it. In a review, in an email, please reach out if this podcast has made a difference in your life, and please consider sharing it with a friend if that is the case. I love talking to you all, friends, and we will talk to you next week. Are you ready to start or grow your dream business? Click the link in the show notes to download the free starter guide to building a business or to schedule a free coaching call with me. And if you loved this episode, don't forget to leave a review and share it with a friend who might be feeling the call to burn a little brighter.